AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A great white shark attacked a surfer Saturday off the coast of California. 54-year-old Eleanor Dempsey told KNBC-TV she was surfing just north of Morro Bay when a shark swam under her board and chomped on it, leaving a 14-inch wide bite mark.
The next thing I knew, its body was right here, like literally next to me, and you know, time sort of stops. I thought, maybe I could pat it. Because I thought it was a dolphin. It was the color of a dolphin.
Chris Lowe with the Cal State Long Beach Shark Lab told KNBC-TV the 6-foot-long shark circling a boat at Manhattan Beach may have been after what was on its fishing lines.
It's possible the animal was just hungry and it was thinking it was going to get a free meal.
The seventh inning turned deadly last night at Turner Field in Atlanta.
A fan who fell from the upper deck into the lower level stands at Turner Field Saturday was pronounced dead, according to Atlanta police. The man was given emergency medical treatment after the fall and was taken to a local hospital. Stadium medical personnel treated him for about 10 minutes. The incident occurred in section 201, where many of the players' wives and families were seated. Witnesses said that before he fell to the seats below, the man tried to hang on to the wire that runs from the protective net behind the plate to under the press box. Gary McKillops, Atlanta.
50 people are still missing on the eastern Caribbean island of Dominica, where 20 were killed by Tropical Storm Erica. Remnants of the storm are drifting into the southeastern Gulf of Mexico this morning, raising concerns of flooding in the Tampa Bay area.
If you look at history, these storms, we still get a lot of rain. The Tampa area in particular is still saturated. So we still have some risk.
Florida Governor Rick Scott says folks should not underestimate Erica, even though the storm has weakened. This is AP Radio News. The Dutch Minister for Security and Justice, along with Belgium's Minister for Security and Home Affairs, are looking at increasing security checks for people boarding trains in Europe. Both men want to avoid a situation like the Moroccan gunman on a train bound from Amsterdam to Paris recently.
One of the instances is indeed that on international trains, you could think about the identification of people and to have the tickets on names and then identify people when they board the train in order to be able to ensure that people you don't want to have on the train will not be able to get on the train.
The risk that we have and a possible attack has also cost in money and a society cost. And I think it's our first responsibility to protect our people.
Three Americans and a British citizen subdued the gunman on that train from Amsterdam to Paris before he could kill anyone. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.